President Trump is bypassing the nation's lawmakers, claiming the authority to defer payroll taxes and extend an expired unemployment benefit after the collapse of negotiations between his administration and Democratic congressional leaders on a new coronavirus rescue package.
Democrats are obstructing all of it. Therefore, I'm taking executive action. We've had it.
Questioning Democrats' love of country, President Trump positioned himself as a savior for American workers at a news conference at his New Jersey golf club Saturday afternoon. He signed an executive order extending the supplemental federal unemployment benefit for those who've lost their jobs.
An extra $400 per week in expanded benefits. $400, okay?
Asked later about the amount being one-third less than the $600 people had been receiving.
It's not a hardship. This is the money that they need. This is the money they want. And this gives them a great incentive to go back to work. So this is your payroll tax obligations.
Another order would defer the employee portion of the payroll tax from August 1st through the end of the year. Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat, described that as a fake tax cut that would deliver a big shock to workers who he said would be hit with much bigger payments down the road. Ben Thomas, Washington.